You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
And this is 2MTL for April 20th. Happy anniversary, Shannon. So, here's the thing about the 11th Doctor, something completely unlike his last two predecessors. He twirls. Seriously, he twirls! One of my wife's LiveJournal friends found an animated GIF splicing together scene after scene of the 11th Doctor twirling. Could you imagine David Tennant twirling? Chris Eccleston? Matt Smith's like Fred Astaire with Stephen Hawking's brain and Russell T. Davies' impulse control. And that was going to be all I said about The Last Showrunner, because it's Stephen Moffat's show now. And yet, I can't shake the feeling, and personally it's a good feeling, that Moffat and Davies spoke the same language all along, just with a different accent. The 11th Hour is sprawling and funny and occasionally implausible. I mean, are we to assume that Prisoner Zero, Amy, and Rory were just going to stand there while the 11th Doctor climbed the fire engine's ladder? But it's also more subtle and mysterious, with a far more complex and potentially creepy doctor-companion relationship than we've had yet.
12 years and 4 psychiatrists.
Oh, she had me with that line. Girlfriend's got issues. Anyway, the way it's shot, the way it sounds, it's like the last 5 years of Doctor Who, only you get the feeling that Moffat's less interested in painting with primary colors. But here's the most important thing. My 8-year-old loved it. Sure, I warned him about the big eyeball in the crack and the creepier bits with Prisoner Zero, and describing them in advance was good for him. He was spooked, but he wasn't terrified. But now he's playing with his 10th Doctor sonic screwdriver all the time and is asking, begging for an 11th. And now I know how Toby Haydock feels, because it feels so damn good to share this show with my kid. He's seen a few episodes here and there with Eccleston and Tennant, and now he's starting what looks to be a weekly journey with the 11th, though he may skip the Weeping Angels. And at this point, I see him having two possible answers to the question, who's your doctor? I suspect it will either be, there's just one, or Matt Smith. Either answer's the right one. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for April 20th. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com or on Facebook or Twitter, numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Coming up, a quick message from Stephen from Radio Free Scarrow on behalf of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance, and I'll see you Thursday evening Eastern Time.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Schepansky speaking to you on behalf of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance, or as I like to call it, the Doctor Who Alliance of Podcasts, because then I can call it DWAP. I'm here to tell you about another Doctor Who signing at Waterston's Lakeside in Turrick in England on Saturday, April the 24th, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. The special guest this time around, Nicholas Briggs, voice of the Daleks, Cybermen, the Jadoon, plenty of other voices. Oh, I think he was a Nesting Consciousness as well, yes. He'll be there signing copies of his Big Finish Test, Sherlock Holmes, Holmes and the Ripper, of which, of course, he plays Sherlock Holmes. As well, he'll probably be signing some of his other Dalek CDs that Big Finish has put out. He'll also have his ring modulator there, so you can hear the sound of the Daleks live and in person. Nicholas Briggs is a fantastic guy. We talked to him at Gallifrey as part of our coverage on Radio Free Scarl there, and he is just a wonderful chap. So you would do very well to go along and meet Mr. Briggs and chat with him about many different things. The Doctor Who Alliance of Podcasts, see, I'm still saying it, they'll be there. They'll be there recording a podcast, just as they were at the recent Colin Baker signing. So that podcast will be out and about for any other member of the DWAP. I think there's about 53 of them now, I think. To download on their feeds, or it's open to everyone. It'll be great. I think Tony Galchan from The Flashing Blade will be there. I think Adam Purcell of Staggering Stories, and perhaps many, many more. I won't be, of course, because I'm in Canada, you see. It's a bit of a commute. But you can be. Again, that's Waterstones, Lakeside, and Turrick, Saturday, April 24th, 2010, between 11 and 1. Meet Nicholas Briggs. So thank you on behalf of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance.